This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My beloved brothers and sisters, nowadays many people do not like to be told. They don't want to be told what to do and they don't want to be told what not to do. Be it children, teenagers, adults, many people have this problem. And they feel that they should be able to do whatever they want, even if they're doing the wrong thing. Well, we are taught by Allah Almighty that we are governed by what Allah wants us to do. He decides what's okay and what's not okay. If you're a believer, then the whole essence of belief is that you would definitely put Allah first, make sure that what you do is what He wants you to do or allows you to do. And whatever He hasn't allowed you to do, you don't do. And if someone were to remind you, you consider it a gift. These reminders are in place not in order to make you distressed or in order to take away your good fortune, but rather they are in place in order to grant you contentment, to lead a life filled with beauty, happiness, joy, and so on. And ultimate success in this world and the next. So this was a question that some people had at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They thought to themselves that the Quran has been revealed with all these rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, in order for it to be a means or a source of distress and misfortune. And Allah Almighty wanted to clarify that. So Allah Almighty revealed the opening verses of Surah Taha, where He says,
مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى.
We have not revealed this Quran in order for it to be a source of your misfortune or a source of distress for you. Rather, it is a reminder for those who fear the Almighty, those who are conscious of the Almighty. Now, this answered questions for Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He felt so fulfilled by listening to this that he actually decided to accept Islam or to embrace the faith. In our lives, we should never be hurt when someone corrects us. We should consider it an honor. When you connect with revelation, you would definitely be from among those who finds peace in revelation. Allah's instructions, the do's and don'ts, when we follow them in a way that is pleasing to Him, we will definitely find solution to our problems. People are sometimes in distress as a result of not wanting to be told. People are in distress as a result of not wanting to learn by the example of others. May Allah Almighty grant us a deep understanding. So not only should we feel happy when someone corrects us, but we should be encouraged to follow rules and regulations. When Allah has placed these rules and regulations, they are there in order for us to succeed, to ensure that we succeed. Those who follow what Allah has revealed would definitely be successful. So those are the opening verses of Surah Taha. They are amazing. It's a gift of Allah Almighty. We could learn more lessons from that, that Allah Almighty has kept within a reminder benefit for us. We are human beings. We can forget. We do forget. Sometimes when we are told as a reminder, we should be considering it an honor. And we should be thankful for the reminder, because Allah Almighty says, وَذَكِّرْ, and remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For indeed the reminding benefits those who believe. So my brothers, my sisters, isn't it a gift of Allah that He's laid rules and regulations to tell us how to get to paradise, how to achieve joy and comfort? He is the maker. He knows. When He has stipulated The times of prayer, we will pray according to His timings. When He has stipulated a dress code, we will dress according to the dress code. When He has stipulated what is permissible and prohibited, we will consider both the prohibited and the permissible as they are. Because the Almighty has dictated that. And we are convinced that if we follow what the Almighty would like us to follow, we would definitely achieve not only success of the hereafter, but even in this world, we would achieve great success. If we move on with Surah Taha, we will find beautiful verses that remind us of the Prophet Musa, or Moses, may peace be upon him. Allah says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. And has the story of Musa or Moses come to you? And then he starts highlighting various aspects of the story. This is in many places in the Quran. We find that Allah Almighty has mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In Surah Taha, one of the things he makes mention of that we can learn, verse number 25. Just a little background, Allah Almighty decided that the Prophet Moses, may peace be upon him, should go back to the tyrant, the Pharaoh, and tell him you are wrong. Tell him in a very polite way that you need to worship the one who made you, Allah Almighty. You need to stop oppressing people. You need to stop doing wrong to people. You need to stop hurting these people and abusing them. And you need to stop considering yourself a god besides Allah. Now, it's not easy to go to a leader of that sort and that level, especially one who is a tyrant, one who is, you know, to say a dictator is very light. It's way beyond that. One who considered himself a god, and to tell him to his face that you are wrong. You should worship Allah alone. And I'm here to remind you that you are just a human being like everyone else. And I'm here to tell you to stop abusing your subjects, to stop killing people, to stop harming, to stop causing problems. It's very difficult to do that. I wouldn't be able to imagine anyone having such courage to go in front of a tyrant of today, for example, and speak to him face to face, letting him know bluntly as it is physically. So Musa alayhi salam had a task, a very big task, something that brought about an element of concern within him. Will I or will I not be able to achieve this alone? And obviously he was speaking to Allah Almighty. Now imagine a messenger of Allah, chosen by Allah, brought forth by Allah, being asked directly by Allah to go and fulfill a certain mission. And this man is concerned. What's going to happen? So Allah Almighty says that the Prophet Musa alayhi salam called out to us, supplicating, and we responded the supplication. What was it? He asked for clarity of chest. Oh Allah, clear my chest. Make it clear. قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. He says, oh my Lord, clear for me my bosom, my chest. Make it clear. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Oh my Lord, make easy for me this task that you have placed on me. Make it easy for me. وَحْلُلْ عُقُدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And open the knot on my tongue to make me speak clearly so that they understand what I'm saying. I'm about to go and fulfill the task that you have placed on my shoulders. I want you to grant me my brother. Let him come with me, Harun, Aaron, may peace be upon him. And the two of us will go together, and then grant me clarity of the chest. Make me from among those who speaks clearly, the knot on my tongue. Untie it for me and grant me that ability. Make it easy for me, this task that you have placed on my shoulders. And he went, he got the strength from Allah. Allah says, I've given you what you've asked for. And he spoke to the Pharaoh very bravely. And the Pharaoh was quite surprised to see the same Moses come to him and tell him straight up, No matter who you are, no matter how much you have, no matter what you have, no matter the status, no matter the physical strength, no matter who you are, basically, you need to calm down. From this, we learn a great lesson, many great lessons, in fact. And inshallah, we will go through them in the next episode. May Allah Almighty bless all of us and grant us ease. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.